Regular listeners will probably know that the Czech Republic has a large Roma minority who live very much on the margins of society. But estimating the size of that minority and the effectiveness of government measures to lift them out of social exclusion has always been a difficult task. This week, the government announced plans to monitor the Roma community in order to make that picture clearer. Czeslav Valek is the head of the Government Council for Roma Affairs. My colleague Rob Cameron asked him why the government had decided on this scheme.
The answer is obvious, I would say. It's to check how effective are the measures that government is implementing in order to help socially excluded members of Roma communities, in order to check how effectively are spent money for these purposes in the field, and in order to check whether the situation of socially excluded Roma communities is improving.
Right. So is it fair to assume, though, that the system would work, for example, in a labour office when someone of apparently Roma origin comes in looking for a job and says they're unemployed, then the person in the office would, you know, make a little tick next to his name? Is that how it's going to work?
No. This is not how it's going to work. The only information which we will receive from the field are those sociological surveys. And it depends on the survey, but usually you do a field survey through questionnaires or interviews with people. And data from statistical office are official one from the census. Information from the other institution like ministries are mainly information about their grant schemes.
Nonetheless, though, seeing as in the last census only 11,000 people described themselves as Romani, are you not going to have trouble gathering accurate data when so few of the country's 200,000 or 300,000, nobody knows, or so Romanis will admit to being so?
Yeah, well, that's why we are combining those resources. If we would rely only on data from statistical office, it's obviously not enough, not sufficient. That's why we want to combine them with a sociological survey, which will be done nationally.
Right. It still, though, will be seen by some as a rather controversial scheme, perhaps bringing back rather unpleasant memories from this country's past, such as the collection of data on Jewish inhabitants before the war, won't it?
Yeah, well, it may, but the fact is that we need to monitor the effectiveness of those measures which we are implementing and effectiveness of the money which we are spending on Roma communities. This is first. Second, if we will make a good information campaign, especially among Roma, to explain them why we are doing it, I believe that it will make less controversy than one would think.
And that was Czeslav Valek of the Government Council for Roma Affairs. The Czech Republic currently has several